around her neck. It snapped, and she half threw it at me. There was a tiny locket on the chain, still warm from her body. It had an image enlarger in it, and when held at the right angle, the picture inside could be seen clearly. I had the chance for only a single glimpse at the girl in the photograph. Then Angelina changed her mind and pulled it away, pushing me towards the door at the same time. It slammed behind me, and I heard the heavy safety bolts thud home. Ignoring the guard's raised eyebrows, I stamped down the hall to my own room. My emotions had triumphed nicely over my powers of reason, and apparently Angelina's had too, for just an instant. Yet I couldn't understand her cold withdrawal, or the significance of the picture. Why did she wear it? I had only had a single glimpse of the contents, but that was enough. It was the photo of a young girl. A sister, perhaps. A tragic thing. One of those horrible proofs of the law of chance that an almost infinite number of combinations are possible. This girl was cursed with ugliness. That is the only way to describe it. It was no single factor of a bent-back adenoidal jaw or protruding nose. Instead, it was the damning combination of traits that combined to form a single repellent whole. I didn't like it. But what did it matter? I sat down suddenly, with the clear realization that I was being incredibly stupid. Angelina had given me a simple, brief glimpse into the dark motivations that had made her, shaped her life. Of course. The girl in the picture was Angelina herself. With this realization, so many other things became clear. Many times when looking at her, I had wondered why that deadly mind should be housed in such an attractive package. The answer was clearly that I wasn't looking at the original package that had shaped the mind. To be a man and to be ugly is bad enough. What must it feel like to be a woman? How do you live when mirrors are your enemies and people turn away rather than look at you? How do you bear life when at the same time you are blessed or cursed with a keen and intelligent mind that sees and is aware of everything, makes the inescapable conclusions and misses not the slightest hint of repulsion? Some girls might commit suicide, but not Angelina. I could guess what she had done. Hating herself, loathing and detesting her world and the people on it, she would have had no compunction about committing a crime to gain the money she wanted. Money for an operation to correct one of those imperfections. Then more money for more operations. Then someone who dared to stop her in this task, and the ease and perhaps pleasure with which she killed him. The slow upward climb through crime and murder to beauty. And during the climb, the wonderful brain that had been housed in the ill-formed flesh had been warped and changed. Poor Angelina. I could be sorry for her without forgetting the ones she had killed. Poor, tragic, alone girl, who in winning half the battle had lost the other half. Purchased skill had shaped the body into a lovely, truthfully an angelic form. Yet in succeeding, the strength of the mind that had accomplished all this had been deformed until it had been made as ugly as the body had been in the beginning. Yet if you could change a body, couldn't you change a mind? Could something be done for her? The very pressure and magnitude of my thoughts drove me out of the small room and into the air. It was nearing midnight, and the guards would be stationed below and all the doors locked. Rather than face the explanations and simple mechanical difficulties, I climbed upwards instead. There would be no one in the roof gardens and walkways this time of night. I could be alone. Freiber has no moon, but it was a clear night, and the stars cast enough light to see by. The roof guard saluted when I went by, and I could see the red spark of a cigarette in his hand. I should have said something about it, but my mind was too occupied. Passing on, I turned a corner and stood leaning on the parapet, looking out unseeingly at the black bulk of the mountains.